Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with maths?
It's got nothing to do with maths. There's that 10 seconds or so, maybe 5 seconds, where we're just staring at each other and I'm
Yes.
frantically making you the co-host and you're getting everything sorted and clicking the record button, and it's just like weird.
Yeah,
Yeah,
this is you're doing the behind the fourth wall thing here where you're revealing our
that's
secrets,
right.
but there might be a
Yeah,
better way to
yeah.
do this. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm happy.
We have a guest and we don't like to keep him waiting, so should we just
No,
let him in or
are we just going to send it, are we?
I think we should just send it.
Should we introduce our guest first?
Go for it.
Okay.
Do you know who it
So,
is?
yes, I do know who
Oh, that's cool.
it is. I emailed him. I said, hey, come on the show. This evening, we've got Mark Feathers from Pickled Monkey Brewery in Sydney. Dan and I decided that we wanted to start to spin a bit of a positive light on shit in the beer industry. So we're looking at sort of some new stuff that's going on, and Mark has a very interesting story, has a very interesting history in the industry, and who happens to be crowdfunding in 2024. So let's get him in here and have a chat.
That was a lovely intro, Hendo. You got to do these
Thank
more
you. Very
often.
professional. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Can you double my salary, please?
Sure. I'll triple it if you
Thanks, Matt.
I feel like I need to take my hat off now after this professionalism I just witnessed with that intro.
I want you to get your boat out.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think about it every weekend. I look at it. I walk past it every day.
I reckon you should go take the boat out wearing your cowboy hat.
I will 100% do that, except it will fly. Can I point something out that might be another sort of behind the fourth wall thing that people may or may
Yeah.
not have noticed? After your wonderful intro to introduce the guest, the guest is not here.
He's here. He's having audio problems, so. How are you, Mark? You seem to be muted and then can't see your beautiful face because your camera's not switched on. So there is a button, two buttons down the
Okay. There we go. He is here.
bottom left. Here we go. Here we go. There we
Oh, there
go.
he goes.
Oh, sorry, guys. Technology, mate. I got through COVID without putting Zoom on my computer. So imagine that.
That's a
And
good
here we
effort.
are now. That's actually pretty fucking good. How you doing, mate?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. Nice and stressed at the moment, trying to put a brewery together. So, mate, fun and games. I've done it before, so it's all happening again.
Have you got a
Nice.
beer?
I've been here. Yeah. Joel's actually put to so Joel Mitchell, obviously our new brewer.
No. Have you got a beer to drink?
Oh yeah, sorry. Back to Cali, mate.
Do you got?
Oh,
Mountain Culture, back to Cali.
Oh, I've
that's a
never had
West Coast
that.
IPA.
West Coast IPA, nice little 7.6%. I just do,
I'm a little
How many
bit,
standos are you working with
yeah, how
there?
many,
That looks like a big
yeah.
can
Oh.
as well.
Six. I didn't put my glasses on to see that one. Yeah. Three
Might
percent,
not help
three
after you
standard
drink it.
drinks.
Wow.
Three
Three standard
standards.
drinks. That's a bold effort for a
That's
podcast guest. That might be impressed.
pretty good. Man,
Mark's
I'm
got in
highly
full
functioning alcoholic,
send.
basically, mate. Full
Yeah.
send.
What have you got, Hendo?
I have got something from your neck of the woods, actually. I've got
Oh.
the King of the Hops from Hound and Stag.
Oh, nice. I actually met Ben for the first time at your birthday, out the front.
Yeah. What were you
Nice
doing out the
guy.
front?
Leaving immediately.
Okay, thanks for
It was
coming.
about 12 o'clock at night. I meant to leave at 11 o'clock, just when you said you were going to do a 2-minute speech, and I left after the speech.
It wasn't 2 minutes, it was 120 seconds.
It sure wasn't. It wasn't either of those two things.
Anyway, hand over, mate.
I've
Wasn't
got a
a job.
Burley Brewing Lager.
Oh, that looks new.
Look at the label. It's got slow brewed written on it.
What does that even
Slow
mean?
brew. Why is it slow brew?
Well, I didn't
What
make
does that
this.
even
It's
mean?
just, well, don't you leave the lager in tank for a while? It could be made up. I don't really know.
That sounds boring.
We take the time to do beer right. So
Okay,
it's a marketing
cool.
thing, but that's good.
Are we getting
That's
a
a nice
photo?
looking. It's a nice. Yeah, get a
Are
photo.
you getting a photo? Hold your beer up, Mark.
Oh, sorry. Hang on, we're on.
Oh, I've got to do the gallery view thing. Would you go? Hang on. Okay, go.
I took like 50 photos. What's the gallery view thing?
Oh, you can change from speaker view to go. It's a Zoom thing. You're on it all the time like me, then.
I'm having this because these guys, well, the brewer works for me in the coffee business, but they just won champion lager for that at the Parenti Brewing. And the Burley Brewing guys brew their beer for them. They actually go there and brew it. They don't have a brewing team.
That Munich Helles that they brewed, this is a brewery, Mark, that's at Bean Lee, sort of halfway between Brizzy and Gold Coast.
I've got them on tap at the moment at the pub, mate. The Parenti? Pale ale on it, that Hearts, yeah.
Oh, the Burley or Parenti?
Burley, sorry.
Yeah.
Burley, yeah.
Yeah, so they've opened another joint venture venue thing at Bean Lee called Parenti Brewing, and it's all Brendan Fielding and his crew and that sort of thing. And they do a Helles there. Oh, my God, it's so good. It's like the cleanest lager I think I've ever had. It's unbelievable. So
he knows how to make a lager. I don't think it's the first time he's won that award. It's definitely not the first time they've won champion beer at the beer awards.
No, that's true too. Yeah, so I think it was a bock or a double bock or something like that. Yes. So anyway.
Yes.
All that aside,
we have a serious podcast here, and I've got a question to ask you to kick things off, Mark, if you don't mind.
Give it to me.
We recently did a simple yes or no poll in the group around whether people would join the IBA if they opened a brewery in 2024. The first person who responded with the third option, no one should start a brewery in 2024, which got 34% of the vote. Why are you starting a brewery in 2024?
That's a very well worded question.
It's changed. Yeah, it's a good question. Absolutely. Look, nothing's changed in 2018, except prices have gone up a little bit. And if you structure your model and why you're building a brewery, look, we've gone this way, bro. I'm not building a brewery with a venue. It's a venue with a brewery. So we're going to brew pub model on this. So there's a lot of breweries around our area that are making a lot of money just in the venue. There's a lot of breweries that are taking tanks out of the way to get more people in, and they're brewing other places. So we're not really looking at our figures on we're going to sell X amount of beer out to the wholesale. I think 85 to 90% of the beer we're going to make on site will be sold on the venue and between and my other pub. So, I've done this before and I tried to go national distribution. It's a very, very hard market to do. Yeah, I can say, any monk can make a beer, selling a beer is hard.
Yes,
Hendo probably doesn't like that phrase, do you?
No.
I
say that all the time. Making beer is easy, selling beer is bloody hard. I agree 100%. So
yeah.
Tell us a bit about yourself. You have a long history in the industry and that sort of thing. Tell us a bit about yourself. Some of the stuff you've done in the past and how you've come to start Pickled Monkey Brewing.
Mate, I spent a lot of my 90s over in the US playing baseball. That's when craft beer was going nuts over there. I was in California, Sierra Nevada. I taste this amazing beer and it's just absolutely fantastic. My dogs are called Sierra Nevada, and I came back, and back in my mind, I was always an entrepreneur, and I always thought, what's going to be the next biggest thing in Australia? And I thought, this is going to be great. Craft beer is going to come back. Well, beer is going to come back. I shouldn't say it's going to start. I was running Discovery Channel for about 6-7 years here in Sydney. So head of Discovery Channel Australia, New Zealand. And, mate, that was handing out redundancy. I had an idea to build a brewery. And that's when I started Rocks Brewing Company back in 2008. And, I took that through. And all of a sudden, we found a pub, Hearts Pub. We took over Hearts Pub. Right next to Shangri-La Hotel, and made that craft beer pub. Obviously, I've had that 15 years now, and but we've had over 9,000 different Australian beers on that. So, we've never had a foreign-owned company, so no TUIs, no CEB, no foreign-owned at all on there. So it's all been local and that kind of thing. So I'm very fierce on that. I'm very locally Australian-owned, representation kind of thing.
That's amazing. That's sort of one beers. Of only that's a handful huge. Of venues that would be able to even say that.
Yeah, well, we actually got to the point of it was actually by every – so if we went through and like Burley Brewing, for example, I don't think we've had 10 of their beers on over the course of 15 years. So you go through the different beers, the category, and see how many beers that's like. And we got around – it's 9,000 plus. So the exact number I can't tell you because their POS system is just – people deleted beers off there and things. So who knows?
Sounds like it'd be broken.
Because it's swiping for half an hour. Yeah, mate. Sounds like Hendo's Tinder. It's like,
so broken. It's because there's 9,000 matches.
Yeah.
And so the last time we had Rocks Brewing, we had I heard a story when it was about, it was the story of a pickle monkey, and I absolutely fell in love with it. It's because one of the historians down in the Rocks told me it was 1903, and they sent over from Oxford University to, now it's, now I got this wrong in, if you ever read the coasters, I got the wrong university on there. So I put on there, I think I put it the University of Sydney. It wasn't even open back in 1903. So I think it was Sydney University. So I got them asked about.
That seems close
but
enough.
But basically, yeah, I'll definitely. I'm dyslexic, so that's all right. We got wrong. basically sent out these big barrels and had white alcohol, do not drink, on the side of them. And so I got down the Wolves, down there at Walsh Bay kind of thing, and the university's come out because it's 2-3 weeks overdue, and they're sitting on the boat, and they can't collect until off the boat on the wharf. And the next thing you know, all the wharfies are intoxicated, and they've been put a nail in the side, and they're drinking out of these bloody barrels. Now, in these barrels is basically chimpanzees. It was basically the – it was the in white alcohol that were basically going to the university to be dissected. So – and that's what I had in my head. I could see this sign. One of those old swinging pub signs. I could see a monkey in a barrel, like, and it's the pickled monkey. And that was my, I just love that story. So, yeah, look, head on down the road, 2018, I left Rocks, got out of that, and I started Pickled Monkey basically a week later. After I told my missus I'd take 3 years off, I started 3 months later, I had beer in tank. So, yeah, so we got through COVID. Sold a couple of pubs. We had a couple of pubs in as well. Sold a couple of pubs through COVID. Get through. Still got hearts. And I just started looking for a venue, and I found the venue, perfect spot, and here we are.
I don't know That's the rock. Cool. I don't even know if it's a sensitive subject. I don't know the rock story. What happened there? Is that still going? Or
I think it's still going in Alexandria. I think the guys have taken over. The guys are invested in the company and stuff. And we had a bad business divorce, if you want to say that. I don't want to say too much more about that.
They always are.
I get angry and I'll abuse somebody. So, you know.
We only have 12 listeners, if that helps. No one's going to hear about it.
But if you want to come up and ask me, I'll tell you in person.
So you came on our radar last year with crowdfunding that was a bit different to other ones we'd seen. And a few people in the group were asking about it. It wasn't on Birchall. I think most of the beer ones have been on Birchall, which is sort of an open platform where you can see everything that's happened. Yours was on market,
on
right?
Market. Yep.
And
yeah.
It was
yours
very
was
different.
A bit different.
Yeah, very different. You couldn't see what was happening. It was also right at the end of the year.
I thought it was really interesting because, like, at the time when you actually started hinting that there was that you're seeking investors for the business, and I was like just quietly saying to myself, geez, I hope he's not out publicly trying to spruik shares in a business without sort of going through some crowdfunding platform, because that shit's illegal. But of course, you smart business person, so
everyone does it anyway, so. Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, you've got to put the disclaimers on it and stuff. And I remember actually after doing that, Marsden from Hawkers actually rang me and said, mate, you can't promise anything. Don't say a word. Did you get to do this? You're going to do that.
You've got to be careful.
You've got to do it.
Yeah, of course.
But tell us about that. So what was the choice there? Why was it different?
Well, I'll tell you our story. So basically we had we were 3 weeks into our build, and we had one of our major investors who was a group out of Canberra is putting in $2 million. They decided to pull out 3 months into their build. So my partner, Itania, we had to basically go to the bank and get a massive loan. And so basically what we've gone is, I'm not being greedy with this brewery. I'm keeping 51%. We've got 8 million shares in the company, and I'm keeping 4.1, and the rest are basically available for investors. We've had a couple of groups have put in and things as well. So we've got the money there. It's just I'd rather not have a loan with the bloody bank and share the basically get other people put the money in. And so we've opened the doors with no debt.
Yeah.
The reason we went with on market, I had a look at Birchall, and I'd spoken to Equitize before. Equitize, as soon as they saw me do one, they wanted me to basically come over across them, but I couldn't. I had a lot of my mates are saying, hey, I want to invest in the brewery. They'd seen, you know, I'd done with Rocks, and they wanted to be involved. And I was like, oh, we're doing it. It's 100,000 minimum buy-in. You know, if you're going to do shares, you know, you don't have 38 shareholders, I think, in total. And I said, 100,000. Ah, I got like 2,000. Yeah, we got 2 grand. It's like, well, and so back in my mind was like, well, let's just do a crowdfund, but we do a private crowdfund. So this is basically, it was a private open door only. So it was invitation only. So I shared it out to everybody and you get invited in. Normally I do like what we're doing now. It's a 3-week expression of interest. And then it goes, you know, open to those guys that said, yes, I want to do it. And then it's about it's another 2 weeks of live opening. So it's about 5-6 week process altogether. I just skipped that. We did it for 12 days. And it was basically said to my friends and family, we raised their minimum and we got what we needed to do. And then these guys on markets come back and said, let's do it again because you got such a great response just yourself doing it. And I went. The reason why we didn't use virtual, we used on market, was Mark Hubbard's at, and he used to have Blizzard Brewing Company down in the Snowy Mountains, Mark. Or down that area.
Yeah. Yep. Up on
the mountains. Mark's one of the advisors. Yeah. So Mark's one of the advisors. So they've got the expertise, the advice there and stuff. And to me, it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's saying, look, Virtual's got a bigger database. I don't know. Zekatos, who knows? I think it's about knowing what they're doing, how they're doing it, and the people behind you are backing it up. So
this is happening right now? On market.
Yeah, so today. So expressions of interest open today. So we sent it out. So
this is the official announcement. Database we have. Podcast announcement.
There you go.
Are we that progressive?
Investors again. We've got we've got about 2 million shares that are just sitting there that if nobody takes them, it's gonna sit there basically not being used. So we've got up to 2 million, which I don't think we'll get to 2 million, but if we get close to 1 million, that'd be fantastic, you know. So it takes a lot of debt away from myself and my partner. He's gonna kill me because we get us in some but
that's a really interesting point there. So, so you're saying that you've currently, or you plan to keep 51% of the company with the current crowdfunding campaign you've got going now. Is that all the remaining 49% that's up for offer, or
no? That's 25%. So,
That's quite
a bit. Investors currently.
Yeah, we've got a couple of investors in there already, so helping us get along, get there to where you need to get to. So that's I think last time I had the brewery, I was trying to keep as much of it to myself as possible. At the end of the day, I'd rather own 50% of a $100 million company than 100% of a $1 million company. So it's kind of a spread the wealth, get it out there. And a lot of the people from the area that I've actually found, we put a lot of the on the doors and things at the brewery, and people walking past and just going, oh, they're looking for investors. And it's funny how many of the guys and the businesses around the area have actually invested in the brewery because they've seen, they know the area, and they're going, this is going to be great where it is and what it is. So,
Where is this? Yeah, sorry.
127 Victoria Road. So if you know Sydney, where you are, it's basically across the road from Messina Ice Cream on the next corner. So between Drifter and Mixtape on the main
Marrickville?
Road.
Marrickville, isn't it?
Yeah. 127 Victoria Road. So it's a two-story building. Used to be an electric place. They used to do the big orange boxes, the mixers, the electrical stuff. And it's an old couple that basically decided to retire, and they didn't sell the business. They just decided to take some rent and basically use that. And the rent I'm getting there is half the rent from up the road. Up the road's twice what they're paying, what I'm paying. So it's I got a good deal. So
how big is it? It's quite a big venue, isn't it?
It's about 1,100 square meters. Jesus so 11, 1,200 actually. I think it's about 1,200. So downstairs we have the brewery and 100 seating, and then 50 in the beer garden outside, which is the car parks. And then upstairs, seating for 200 and a private dining room for 24 people.
Wow. What size brewery are you putting in there?
20 hectolitre, three vessel. So eight fermenters.
Quite big.
Yeah, we've jammed it in there. So we actually did the measurements the other day when the brewery turned up. We've got to knock the mill room down because the boys didn't leave enough space between the enough for a pallet to get past with a forklift. So they've knocked the walls down the mill room. So that's another little issue to go through. But it's just amazing. The brewery's in there. 24 taps downstairs, 24 upstairs. We've got a chef that's worked at Hatted restaurants for French influenced. We're doing downstairs as pizzas and they're kind of like that. We're doing protein tacos, which it's going to be one of those Facebook crazy Instagram stuff. It's basically like a fish taco in fish skin. So a chicken taco in chicken skin. Like it's actually the taco is actually skin as well. So it's a protein taco, they call it.
My personal trainer's going to love that.
It's all protein. There's all protein.
Yeah.
And then upstairs is the full kitchen. We actually have a goal because Lee, who's coming on board, Lee McDivitt, who worked at Bistro Rex and a bunch of very nice restaurants down here, he wants to be the first Hatted brewery in Australia. So that's one of our little side goals. So we do actually have upstairs in the upstairs area. We're going to have about 20 tables, which is going to be table service, because to get a hat, you need to have, I think, 5 points of that is service. So We can't have Mr. Yum on the tables and expect to get a hat. So we've got some good waiters and things going on. So, yeah.
Is that across the whole venue, or you can have a sort of a lower level offering at a different, like downstairs?
We're going to work it out. Downstairs, I think, is going to be open 7 days a week, and that'll be the pizzas, deli style sandwiches, and then the protein tacos. And then upstairs will be the full restaurant. I guess when the upstairs is open, you've got to eat up there, I guess, to get that food. But the full menu you could probably get downstairs as well. So we just need to work it out.
Wow, this is a really interesting spot that you're at. You're like two blocks. There's like a whole little bit of a microcosm of other breweries around. So you've got
Heaps Normals opening.
Source Brewing.
Oh, right.
Oh, really? You've got
right behind the Filter, Factory Theatre.
You've got Hawks Brewing, the Bob Hawke Beer and Leisure Centre. Yeah, fuck. You got the Henson just down the road.
You've got Kick up down the back street. Yep. The Jets are up there as well. Newtown Jets. But also Heaps Normal. If you have a look at the the Factory Theatre's right there as well. So that's where Sydney Comedy Week is. And they've got a massive live venue. That's basically across the road behind Messina Ice Cream. Yeah. Next to it. And then behind them is the new Heaps Normal Breweries going in there.
Are they doing a tap room there, or are they just building a brewery?
The rumors I heard is they're doing a full tap room and a little restaurant as well.
Wow. Interesting.
And then behind that, you've got Wildflower. Wildflower's in there, and also Poor Tom's, the distillery's in there.
Oh, distillery, yeah.
Do you think is it not saturated in that area, or?
You know what I always say? No, because if you go down to Bob Hawke's and Filter on the weekends, you can't get in there. Like, it's actually to capacity. Grifter.
Wow.
Absolutely, mate, every weekend. Before Christmas, it was like 2 months you had to book to get in there on the weekends. Huh. It's jam-packed. And
can't you just do the don't you know who I am thing?
You can get
it. I tried to do, but then they kicked me out. They didn't let me in the front door, mate. So it's a...
That's amazing.
There's a lot of people there in the area, but it's like I say, it's like if you're going to buy a car, you go to where there's all the car yards are together. You don't want to go to separate ones, so it's kind of like
yes.
So if you go shopping or something, you want to go to one place, it's all in the one spot. Yeah, and what we're doing different to a lot of people as well is we're actually putting downstairs going to be like an American sports bar grill kind of feel. Obviously, you know me, I love American sports and things.
Of course, yes.
So we got the comfy seating, big screens, and it's going to be a craft beer. So you can walk in there on your own. Yeah, and look, I'm going to the breweries down there. You're sitting on the milk crate, having a beer, looking at the wall. So it's not really interesting, you know. Mm. So
yes,
we actually
are you going to do like that American service sort of thing where you can sit at the fucking bar and be okay with drinking alone?
8-10 seats downstairs, and they're happy to do that. So just talk to the bartender. Yeah. He's a new mate.
Yeah.
Do you have to give tips? Because I find that whole tip process exhausting, stressful. I don't want to give tips for having a beer.
They just force you now on those bloody new systems where if you tap and go, it's kind of, I think it's a chip added to in there as well. So, yeah.
So where you at with the build at the moment? Is it like what's your ETA for opening and that sort of thing?
Well, mate, we are 3 weeks away from opening. So it's actually, as in, we're getting the boys. So what happened, the boys are going to be ready for Super Bowl. So the 12th of February. Our brewery is supposed to be on the 29th of December. It turned up like 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago it turned up. So I knew this was happening. So the boys put tools down, just let the build go. So once the build's finished, they want the full amount of the build, which we couldn't open the brewery without the brewery actually being in there. I thought we'd be able to open up. Yeah, so council, you can't have a home brew in there. It's got to be the full kit, not working, but actually in place.
Right.
Yeah. So, so we had to wait for that. So we just had to put everything on hold for a while, and brewery turned up, and now we're just waiting for the guys to do the floors. So the plinth is down, cold rooms are in, the bars are in, the areas are in, the upstairs, it looks great, the putting wood and the cladding on the boards and bars, and the kitchen exhausts are on, mechanicals in. So it's just the little bits, all the wiring through the whole place is sitting there, just putting to put lights in and things now. So it's not, we're not far away.
Amazing.
I might have to come down and check it out, I think.
You better, mate. Yeah, I've been there for a while.
And so you'll have beer for opening because you've been, Gypsy Brewing elsewhere and that sort of thing, haven't you, for the last few years?
Yeah, so Joel Mitchell's now on board, so which is great. He was from Willie the Boatman, obviously, Joel.
Yep, yes.
And Joel, we put a couple of brews in. So mate, I'll be doing my pale and lager episode. I'm not a brewer, mate, and I've found some recipes from some places I've found, we're brewing those, and as you do, some people give me recipes, and
you're a better drinker than you are a brewer.
That's absolutely, mate. I 100% agree with you right there. But I know what I like. That's the thing, you know. So it's a I'm a connoisseur.
Stay true to yourself, man.
So Joel's actually done a hoppy pale and a draft over at Dad and Dave's. Mate, and that's actually ready to be picked up tomorrow. So I think we'll probably put that on Monday, Tuesday next week, have a little opening at Hearts. We'll probably just put it on there and guys come try the new Joel's new beers that he's brewed. So I'm hoping they're great. So I'm sure they will be.
What are you planning on doing? You said like 20 something taps and
24. So we're gonna do 24, four cocktail taps probably. I think we'll do okay. So and
not
nice wine
tap,
selection.
No
so yeah, that's the other thing as well. It's the you got to have the female, you know. I come from a hospitality background, so it's basically you. I'm a hospital guy before I'm a brewer, so it's kind of like making sure people are welcome and they've got an experience when they come there.
Yeah.
So we make sure the cocktail. Because my partner Tanya, she's like, if you don't have cocktails, I'm not coming. Like she doesn't drink beer, so it's
that's
kind of
totally fair.
So it's also we have female male toilets upstairs. So if you got unisex toilet, I'm not coming. So that's her fault. Costs extra money. So.
Where are you looking at sort of the direction with the beer? What sort of styles and sort of thing are you looking at going for?
A little bit of core range, obviously, and we're still working that out at the moment. And mate, I'm just letting Joel go nuts, to tell you the truth. So obviously, I like my hoppy beers. So I want my big double IPAs and the big ballsy beers in there. And but we want to have the core beers, the nice reds and browns and porters and. Obviously, a couple of different lagers we've already talked about. So, we're going to do a mid-strength, do a mid-strength buddy, Great Northern bullshit beer, and then we'll do a 4.5% good lager. And then I want to do something like a Boston, Samuel Adams Boston lager, something 5.5%. A lager, you go, that's a different lager.
Yeah. You got to do that. You got to do the. I mean, you're going to have a hospitality venue. You've got to have the something to get people started, so you can, the Carlton draft mid strength something or other that people who walk in off the street are familiar with, so you can take them by the hand and go, come with me, exactly. Let's go on this journey.
Yeah. That's right. Well, together. People have their mates bringing them in and they love the hoppy beers. Well, here we've got a Chardonnay on tap for you, mate. So you're okay. So
you might find that the people that go there are less craft beer people and more kind of there for the atmosphere and the sports and the food and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and look, I look at it also as that. Look, I'm not just building a brewery there. I'm putting a 350-seat pub in the middle of Marrickville.
You know what
I mean? That's to make your own beer and your own venue. So you're making – that's what I mean. So that's what I mean. I wouldn't do this if I didn't know it was going to work. And obviously, making your own beer and your own venue, you're making 85-90% margin on that. And then, buddy, we got great rent there. We're going to do well. Look, I'm not worried about the success actually opening the doors. So.
It's an interesting
– you still got questions, Sendo?
Yeah, no, you far away. I've been hogging them. Questions.
Well, no, I was just interested in, like we kind of touched on at the start, that this year there's a lot of breweries closing, a lot of people struggling. Do you think, what do you think is that, like obviously the direction you're going is very different to other breweries that went in, quite a few years ago. Do you think there's some characteristics about what you're doing that would be more likely for it to survive, compared to some other breweries at the moment?
The one thing I got at a BrewCon this year that was a big point there that the American guy that came over and spoke, you might not be able to help me, Hendo. And he said basically in the US, this is the first year they've gone under double digits in growth. But he said anybody that basically had opened a tap room since 2020 had basically 20% or more percentage growth because they'd built the new style tap rooms, the new venue kind of things. And that's where it's straight up gone. That's it. That's exactly where I'm going. That's what I was doing anyway. They just reassured us that basically, trying to just open a brewery and try and sell beer and not having the venue in front of house, you're not going to survive anymore.
You
just can't do
indeed.
It.
It's the thing that I think sort of going to be the if you take, some positive from it is that I think that with, there was a really good podcast had Matt Kirkgaard and Kylie Lethbridge on it this week on ABC, just about sort of the state of the brewing industry and that sort of thing. And, with the competition coming from the supermarkets, everyone, 5 years ago, everyone wanted to go get your beer in a Dan Murphy's, play the volume game. But now the supermarkets are owning their own brands on their own shelves. That's no longer an option. And even if it was an option, the capital that needs to go into that and the margins are so slim, you you're fucking better off putting your money in a term deposit in the bank. You know, you'll make more money.
We're going to push hard for the first year and build a bigger brand as we can of Pickle Monkey through the venue and doing beer festivals, whatever. Because we're not really going to go, like, I'm not putting on sales reps from the start. You know what I mean? Like, I'll sell it to, well, I've got a handful of guys that want the pubs around the area that I know. And there's probably 10, 15 retail outlets that want as well. We don't know.
Have you got a pack line going in there or just mobile can?
No, we're going to start with East Coast, the boys and the mobile guys, and then work out what size, if we do need to get one, what size and that kind of stuff, rather than going and spending $200,000 a canning machine, go, shit, that's too big or too small, or whatever. So we'll work out what size we need. And I've got one of my, Ross, who's in the company with me now as well as the director. He works, mate, he builds shit. He's an electronics guy, works in the ports. He's, you know, he fixes the Tui's, the bottling line of Tui's, you know, and, He's seen these little things at BrewCon, but he can't wait to get in there and buddy do the shit. Like to build a, let's get the canning machine and do this and do that. And he fixes shit when it breaks down, which is a guy you need in any brewery. So I'm happy to have him aboard, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You need a plumber, you need a Sparky.
Yeah. But look, the thing is with the why we're opening the brewery this year that I'm not worried about is that a lot of guys have gone administration, obviously, wiping debt off their books and coming straight back. You know, out of money, you know, taking 10 cents of the dollar and wiping off $1 million in debt off the books. It's like, look, I'd do the same thing. I'm in their position, you know? So the guys that are going out and not coming back in, they're the guys that got a really bad business model. They've just done they're trying to sell beer and they haven't got a tap room, they haven't got any support that way. So it's but the guys that are coming back, the guys with either distribution already, or they've got a good name in the market, or yes, they've got a great tap room to support them. So,
yeah, it's interesting. It's like, I think where we're sort of seeing the struggles in the industry at the moment is really around those sort of mid-sized distributing breweries and that sort of thing that are selling high volume at low margins. It's real high risk stuff it's become in the last couple of years. So,
and it used to be the way that you could open a brewery and sort of have a big production and a small tap room, and you could make money on both, especially with keg. But it's just so fucking hard to sell kegs, especially selling them anywhere close to where you are.
We're going to wear a pub, obviously, in the Rocks. We'll have 6 taps on there at about 12 of the hours. So that's distribution there. We've got a couple of my mates opening pubs around the area as well. So we'll get on there, a couple of taps on there. But besides that, we're not going to push too hard for the first year until we actually build a name and actually get ourselves going and actually, you know, we try to build a venue that people must, they come here, they've got to come and see it. So.
That's good.
It sounds good. It sounds like a very cool, a very unique kind of brewery, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I can't really think of too much like that. Like, we've got some pretty good brew pubs, like the Stomping Grounds and those kind of places. Yeah, but,
absolutely.
I think
that's exactly what I used to work with Stephen Guy back when they first opened the tap house up here in Sydney, you know, about a million years ago. So, and they do venues great. They're hospitality guys for their brewers, you know, and they always have them, you know. So, and that's what I've seen what they've done, and you know, you look at those models, they go, that works. How have they done that and pulled it off so much? They've got their own venue. So,
yes.
I'd love to build, in a couple of years, put a venue in Brisbane, you know, Pickle Monkey venue up there, which would be a small brewery, but a big venue, you know. So, look, it's all going good. And look, I've gone with his eyes wide open as well, mate. There's no, look, I'm thinking I'm delusional that, you know, the market's in a great space and it's this, whatever. I know the cost of hops and the malt's going through the roof and transport's horrible and all these things the IBA is saying. Absolutely agree with them. But I'm trying to do a good story. It's funny, I spent an hour the other day on the phone with the girl from the Sydney Morning Herald doing an article from Good Food. And she lives around the corner from Miracle. So she's so excited for me to open the brewery. And all we got in the article was a little photo. They're basically saying opening and Lee's the new chef. And because the rest of the article, the editor's basically going, no, we've got to tell the bad story. Beer's not in good shape in Australia. And so me going around trying to find investors, everybody's going, well, no, the market's going to shit. Nobody's going to administration.
That's a good point. That would
be very
difficult.
It's doing this and it's that. So I'm kind of going, I'm agreeing with the IBA saying we need all these changes. We need the wet tax. We need to get an equal with wine and all these things. And then, at the same time, the market's going, oh, no, it's going to shit. It's all going, you know, the administration is going bad. It's this, that, the other. Mm. So it's a hard sell.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mainstream attention at the moment, isn't there? Like, I've never seen this much amount of mainstream media attention for the beer industry.
Right. There must be an election coming up soon or something. So it's a... but they're getting
good in getting a lot of sales too. So
yeah,
that's right. They get a lot of traction, so it's good. So it's really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
But will the government actually do anything about it? You know, like, look, if excise come down, it's going to come down to big boys as well, but doesn't give a shit for those guys. Do we get more excise relief to this buddy? Do they, you know, somehow do whatever? But don't delay the excise, because that's how we've got all these guys in trouble through COVID, by just not paying, you know, not paying excise through COVID, then get stuck with massive bills. And the ATO is not about putting you out of business. They're not about, you know, they're not about putting businesses out of business. They're if you can't, you know, you can't pay your debt, then they will put you out of business. So,
well, interestingly, they seem to agree, according to that press release, with the Hawkers voluntary administration, the DOCA, that they seem to agree to the 10 cents on the dollar, which I think is the first time they've agreed to one of these things.
It's fantastic. So they're actually letting people do that. Like, you know, I know that, you know, Wayward had the same thing down here. They had 1 point something, you know, whatever, got wiped off 10 cents of the dollars. That's fantastic. Like, you know, you just want $1 million of your debt. Who wouldn't love that? You know?
Take it if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. You screw the government over any way you can, mate, we'll do it. You know, it's bloody, everybody does that. So if we pay them enough tax everywhere, so for business, personal, and bloody excise, you know, what else? Any advantage you take?
It does sound like a bit of a nightmare of a process, though, after talking to people going through it. Just kind of sounds like a kind of a last resort thing that you wouldn't really want to go through.
I think if you can save $1 million, you go through it. You know what I mean? Like, I do a lot of things with $1 million, and, you know, doing a lot of bit of paperwork and stuff, yeah, you know. You got to go through a lot to do these your crowd equity fundraise. Sorry, I shouldn't have said fundraise. It's not really fun. is that you've got to have all your books like ASIC ready in case they audit you. You've got to have all the, and the documentation's got to be perfect. It's just it's a lot of work, you know. So yeah,
and it doesn't end there either as well, because you still got to do annual reporting and all that sort of stuff as well for ongoing compliance. Absolutely. So
and you've got to look after the investors.
Yeah, and I'm doing every month. I'm sending out an email, updates, what's going on. Look, and the other thing we did, and it's funny, I got a lot of shit from On Market and other things. And where's me hat? Where's me T-shirt? Where's me buddy? It's like, guys, you're getting a share for a dollar in the company. That's what you're getting. You're not getting a fucking hat. You're not buying this. You're a buddy this.
Ah, so no
but
perks.
We've gone now. Well, we've actually, okay, so the perk is now is it's actually everybody invests, and I think it's minimum $250. Is you get a QR code, a membership card. Anytime you come in the brewery, it's basically happy hour prices. If you invest more than $5,000, you get invited to our investors party every year, which that will be a massive party. And that's about all we're doing. And then you get invited to events, tastings, anything else we do, launches, that kind of stuff as well. So it's about the company and actually building the company up.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's smart. You get a bit carried away with key rings and shit and. Everyone's invested.
I remember there's a company down here in Sydney, the brewery, that they raised $680,000 or something. That mate, they didn't even give away a share in their company. They got fucking hats and a couple of cases of beer and buddy t-shirt and things, and they raised that much money. You know what I mean? Like, that's why would you invest in a company like that? You're not getting a share out of it. Well, you're not getting, well, actually, it's a dollar for dollar. It's not 0.0001% of a share. It's actually a proper one share, you know, a general share.
That's pretty generous. In the scheme,
yeah,
the scheme of things,
of
but also at the same time, there's only one other equity crowdfunding in a brewery that's happened prior to the brewery opening, which I think is Future Magic. It's the only one I'm aware of.
Equity crowdfunding, yes.
Yeah. So yeah.
We did normal crowdfunding before we opened the brewery to fund the launch, but we raised like $20,000, which we desperately needed before equity crowdfunding was legal.
Yes.
Mm.
Was it equity or was it just like perks?
No, it was crowdfunding. It was just get a shirt and get beer.
Yeah.
Basically pre-sales. Yeah.
Isn't that great? Yeah, awesome.
So that you're saying it's moving along.
Yeah, bloody brilliant. Okay. So how does one who might be interested in taking a look at your offer, how does one find that out?
Yeah, go on to either pickamonkey.beer or On Market on their website as well. Just register interest and you'll get the document very soon and get to read all about it, what we're doing and what's going
Dan
on.
Dan will get it. He always signs up for those things.
I know, well, I tried last time, but it was a different process and I couldn't even get anything. So I kind of gave up. I even got on the live chat with the lady on On Market. I'm like, how does this work? Like, I just want to see this shit.
Yeah, here we are. I think unless you're actually putting money in, let me give you shit. So it's kind of
I can see you coming, Dan.
It's funny because I get to see who's actually clicked on the links and gone through when it comes up their names and stuff. And it's like, The amount of people come, but they're not buying because he owns the brewery and he's got a pub. He's got to see what's going on. So
100%.
you can see who's jumping in there and have a look. So
Yeah.
it's fun to get you to see in there too.
People going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mate, absolutely. So, I mean, I'm an open book, mate. I've got you ask me a question, I'll tell you an answer. So it's pretty, that's I've always been that way. So
Awesome.
Too honest.
Are you going
awesome.
to
Well,
have the
thanks for
UFC on
coming
at
on.
the? Are you gonna hang on? I've got one last question.
Oh,
You're
you're
going to have
planning
the
a field
UFC
trip
on?
already, aren't you, Hendo?
Yes.
You're gonna have the UFC on when the
Mate,
UFC's on.
if there's a call for it, yeah, I will. Yeah, absolutely. Because as long as I don't have to have extra security on, because security's expensive, mate. So I don't want to
I'll
fight
put Dan
anybody.
on
I
at the
think
door.
in
Actually,
the
Dan
pub,
will be
he'd shoot
watching
a
the
fighter.
UFC though.
You look
So.
like you could handle security personally. I feel like you'd be okay.
But mate, there's a lot of people in the area that actually want. Is the F1? You're gonna say the F1? You're gonna show the soccer? You're gonna show the? It's like,
Oh,
mate,
yeah.
if it's on Foxtel and Stan and whatever, we'll put it on. It's gonna be on there. So,
We could do a field trip to
the
go watch the F1
ladies.
there, Hendo.
I think that's a fucking great idea.
There you go.
Yeah.
The
Melbourne
ladies,
Grand Prix in
up the
Sydney.
road is the AFL. The AFL female AFL is up the road as well. The Swans. I think they play at Henson
Yes.
Park and got the Jets, and you've got all that sporting events up there. They go nuts there. But a lot of people go. They don't want to go to the field, but they want to go somewhere close to actually watch it. So it's a that's an option as well. So we just won't sell out to South Sydney or any other club as well. So we'll keep options open there. So
Nice. Sounds good.
I did
Mate,
notice
thanks
the other night.
heaps
Did you notice
for.
the other night of the NRL? It was the young Henrys. There's trainers running around the young Henrys on their back.
Yeah, but
Oh, I
they've
did
been doing
notice.
that for a little while.
Yeah, but you got a national coverage in the US, mate. They've just got a million, couple million extra
Oh, in
eyeballs on them, bloody
Vegas.
in Vegas. Yeah.
Shit,
I
eh?
just noticed that guy fell down. He's like, and the trainer's next to him, he's got young Henry right across his back. I was like, that's cool, fantastic.
That's not
Wow,
bad.
that's impressive. Mate, thanks heaps for joining us and sharing your story. And it's always good because we, Dan and I, just sort of make observations of stuff that's going on, and we always talk shit and get things wrong. And so that's why it's good when people come on and set the record straight for us, because we're just two dickheads with a podcast and 12 listeners. So
Better if other people talk, so it's more, better
Fair
received
enough, I am.
if we
I
don't
see the
talk.
time to talk about yourself, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Awesome. Thanks heaps for
I
joining us,
appreciate you
mate.
guys.
And
Cheers,
looking
mate.
forward to
Thank you
the
very much for
opening.
having me on.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, all the
Oh,
best
you'll
with
know.
it.
You'll
Good to
hear
see
about
you.
it, don't we?
See
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
you,
Cheers.
mate. See ya.
Thanks, mate. Guys.
There we go. Oh, I hope I didn't report him to Zoom.
Did you just report it?
No, he's hung up. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
It's good. I think
He
he's
looks exactly the same. I met him like once, like a decade ago. He looked exactly the same as
I
that.
don't think he's aged.
No.
Not a day, but that's what happened. I think he's gonna be right. He's got a very, very good pedigree in running hospitality venues, and I think it's really good that he's focused on his strengths.
Yeah.
And and I think that he'll do well out of that. So yeah, it's interesting. He's run hearts for ages, So yeah, that should be pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's the right. If you're going to do anything in this space, you do that. It's a big project, though, isn't it? That's a serious venues building, 1,200
Oh my
square
God,
meter
it's
venue with a
huge.
20 hect brewery and two restaurants.
Yeah,
It's
it's fucking
fucking mental.
huge, mate.
I just realized I asked people what questions we should ask him, and then I just completely forgot about that.
You ignored them?
Because we do 12 questions, so I only
Yeah.
get to it at the end of the show. So I didn't
Yeah.
actually read what questions people had asked. And now he's
Okay.
gone.
Oh well.
It is
Easy
what it
come, easy
is.
go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
He's
fine.
in the Facebook group, so you can ask him there.
Yeah, oh, okay, easy. Okay, I should have tagged
Yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to get to some news? How are we doing for time? Got some news
Yeah.
or some Hendo
Yeah.
reacts?
Yeah. I'm gonna have
Wait.
this gold medal winning beer.
Oh, nice. That's the is
With
that the
this
six or the zero?
that is that this that's zero, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Six fucking pipe.
Gonna have a little.
I
I'm gonna
actually
keep
really like
drinking
the
this
fact that
lager.
this beer won a gold medal at the Royal Queensland Awards. Because technically Dan
It's amazing.
brewed it and I just wrote the recipe. So that's my I can still gypsy brew. I still got it. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
that's amazing. It was very good. I enjoyed it. What did you think of the F1? Did you watch it?
Sure did.
You watch it live or you watch it the next morning?
Watched it the next morning. So, yep, I believe I'm one up on the under
shit,
over.
You are. Oh, my God, you are too.
Ferrari on the podium, Science on the podium.
I better,
better update that. Yep.
Damn it. Oh, I was watching it in the first lap. I thought, oh, I think I'm good.
No,
because it was looking like Russell was going to get third. Ferrari in the podium. Oh, that really sucks. I forgot
That's
about
for
that.
You. Doesn't suck
it
for
does
me.
Suck for me. So you are sitting at, oh God, 10.5, and I'm at 9, and it's first to 12.
I'm 1.5 points off.
You're 1.5 points off.
That's for Dixon Flano.
I don't like that. I don't want to spend $150 on a Flano for you, I'll be honest.
I was thinking about that this afternoon. Which Flano am I going to get?
Well, it was the accounts one, but you can. I'm happy for you to decide if you want something different.
I'm still leaning towards the accounts one.
Yeah, no, that's fair. What do you think? Are you happy with the F1 or not really?
If you took Verstappen out,
yeah.
The racing's really close.
Yeah, but he's not. He's still in there though. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. So not much you can do about that. I think it's good. I think it's some really interesting observations about what's going on in the Formula One this year. Alpine have just gone.
Oh yeah, right after they got that big buy-in from all the celebrities too.
Yeah, exactly. So that all went pear-shaped, and then people got the arse. McLaren are doing good.
And Mercedes.
Ferrari's
a little bit.
Mercedes doing, it's a better car. Ferrari doing very good. Ferrari, I think, has got the most upside, I think, so far. Because they've got reliability now. They had decent strategy. It's all starting to line up, which I think
you
is
think
really
so?
Good. Yeah.
Wow.
First race, and watch me balls that one up. But, well, you know, Saudi Arabia this week. So when is that race? Is it a Saturday race again this week?
Yeah, it's on. Yeah, quali's tomorrow night. Well, Saturday morning, early Saturday morning.
Yeah, cool.
I've got another over-under, actually, but it's not going to... I was thinking of doing an over-under
is
for
it
the whole
F1?
Season. Yeah.
It's too far off, have to wait? It? It's too far off. No. I'm 1.5 points away. I'm not waiting
but
for
we
the
could
whole season.
We could still do it, and we can still continue the other over-unders. So if you hit the 12, you hit the 12.
Yeah, rightio.
My over-under is Max wins 19, greater than 18 this season. So
18 out of 23.
Yeah, no, it's 24 this year, so there's an extra race, but last year he won 19.
And you're saying he's going to win the same number of races?
I'm setting the line at, yes, I'm setting the line at 19. Oh, sorry, 18.
18
so
out
you
of
have to
24.
Either say over, which would be 19, or above, or under, which would be...
So 75%, so three quarters of the races.
Yeah. No, wait. So what was so it was not last year was 19 out of 23. 82%. Yeah.
So 18 out of 24 races, you think he's going to win?
Well, it's up to you. You go over or under. So you think it's going to be more than 18, or you think it's going to be less than 18?
That's a tough one, hey? Because he'd easily do that.
Yeah. You have to have a lot go your way, though, don't you? Like a lot went his way. Like no mechanical problems, not many people wiping you out of races, that kind of thing.
No, he's certainly got the reliability. He's got the car. He's got the talent. The team's got the strategy. Well, yeah, that's a tough one. It's just that I think it's the right number where you go, oh, couldn't he? You know? Can you put that? Can I have some time to think about that?
Sure.
Let's review that after
Hendo
this week's race. Hard to sort of say after just one race.
Well, it's either way. It's not supposed to be easy.
Okay, he'll go over.
Over. Okay.
Yeah. So 19 or more races.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's see how we go. What do you think of the Yuki and
Ricciardo
situation?
I think Yuki was a bit of a sook.
Yeah.
Especially at the end of the race when he dive-bombed Ricciardo.
That was funny, wasn't it?
That's so dangerous.
Do you remember when Sebastian Vettel did that? He like drove into, I think it was Hamilton back in the day.
He actually
drove into him after the race. He's like took him out.
Really?
Yeah, we looked that up on YouTube when we finished tonight. I remember that was a good decade ago. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought Yuki was getting very, he was, I actually thought that he was starting to really mature as a driver, but, and I think having Danny Ric last year where he was like a ring in taken over from, De Vries and all that sort of thing. He didn't see Danny Ric as a threat, but I think that because Danny Ric performed so well, for what part of the season that he had and the injury and the recovery, and he still did well. And he was still faster than Yuki in the race last week.
Well, not in quali. And then he was on
race pace though. He's good at, you know, conserving tires and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, Yuki's wage is paid by Honda. So perhaps he's thinking about his future.
What do you mean his future? As in he's
his future won't be in the Red Bull family.
It won't be for the main team, or it won't be in there at all
either, right? Because Red Bull Powertrains is becoming Ford in 2026.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Yuki has no future in the Red Bull family.
So, Honda's still in the game at that point, or not?
Yes, they're doing. Who are they doing? I think it's. So Sauber's going to Audi. So Honda is still going to be in Formula One, but I can't remember which team.
Okay, so because he's not really fighting Ricciardo for a Red Bull spot or even his current job. He's just kind of fighting for his place in the sport.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really interesting. I just think that Yuki's going to be contemplating his future. I'm sure he's got a long future in Formula One, but if we're talking about potentials around who's going to take, and all the dumb talk this week as well about Verstappen going to Mercedes.
Right.
Fucking hell.
So fun though.
And this Jos Verstappen stuff and the leaks from the Horner investigation and all that sort of stuff. Man, it's
I feel
wild.
The Jos Verstappen one's kind of a big one.
Well, yeah. Imagine having him as a dad.
Oh my god. Well, that's how do you think Max Verstappen became Max Verstappen? You don't get that way by having nice, balanced parents.
No, that's right. You've got to have you've got to be a real
serial killers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But it's a big deal for him to come out and say that. So I feel that's not the end of that story.
Indeed. We'll see.
In the beer world, Hawkers emerged from, I've got CA here, but I meant VA.
VA, yes. Autocorrect.
So, I mean, Mark didn't seem too favourable about those stories, but it's good news, isn't it? I mean, we kind of knew it would happen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. The unanimous vote for 10 cents on the dollar, including the ATO, was very surprising. I believe that's the first time that's happened.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the story was that the ATO were pushing this to happen, and then the ATO just vote for...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
very strange. Very strange. I don't understand what the fuck is going on there, but it's very, very strange. But fuck the ATO. I think that... I hope Mazen, his crew are doing okay. It must have been very tough to go through that. And... I hope he's doing well. He's a good bloke.
Yeah. Hopefully he comes on the podcast. And I had a chat to him last week and he was sort of explaining to me what happens after you come out of VA and some of the things you have to do differently. And I'm not exactly sure what he can share or what he can't share, but
yeah, exactly.
It would be interesting for our audience to hear that.
He said basically, as soon as I can, I will. I'm like, cool. Yeah. That's right. Whenever you're ready. So we'll talk to him when he's good and ready.
Yeah. Yeah, so wish them all the best.
So what have we got here?
What else? I've got some other weird
ones. Right, Poo.
Yeah, I wrote Poo.
Oh, Pot of Origin, yes.
Yeah.
I like Pot of Origin. It's so good. Let's look at the lineup. Oh, I'm excited about this. Travel the World of Beer in 21 great Melbourne venues. So we've got Beer Mash, Bench Warmer, Bonnie, which is an awesome cocktail bar. Carwin Cellars, absolutely. Freddie Wimpole's down south. Co-conspirators, Cherry Tree. Oh, I should be reading what they're doing. Beer Mash's
It would
doing
be a
Scandinavia.
It'd take you a long time to do that. Park Hotel, they're good. They used to always put their beer on
yeah,
there.
Sydney. The Lincoln's always pretty good, doing Tasmania. South Strait Near and Far. Park Hotel at Abbotsford. The Royston's doing regional WA. Whiskey and Ale, it's doing the Boilermaker Hub.
The Lincoln. Where's the Lincoln? Oh, I didn't mean to go there.
It's in Carlton.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've been there.
That's a good pub. I actually went there for when I was in Melbourne last year for ARBA judging when I flew into town and that sort of thing. That's the first place I went. So, yeah, it's a good little pub. Nice and warm in the winter. So I'm going to go to Melbourne. I'm not judging at the ARBAs this year. So,
all right.
I got given a rest year.
Nice.
And I actually, to be honest, I'm pretty glad about that, to be fair, because two reasons. They're trying to grow their judge talent pool the same as we're doing at the Royal Queensland Awards, and they should rightly be able to do that and put judges on rest years. And I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
It's quite challenging when I'm teaching on Mondays to sort of fly out on Monday night down, judge Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, fly back.
Right.
And then fly back to Melbourne the following week to go to the ARBA dinner and that sort of thing. So
yeah, I remember last year it was a lot.
Yeah, it was hectic. Yeah. So I'm gonna enjoy the break and that sort of thing. So yeah.
So will you still go down for the ABAs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it'll be Gabs that weekend. So, yes, I'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Might
that's always
more.
A fun week, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty boozy, muck up day the next day. Well, I call it muck up day when you go to the Friday session at Gabs and haven't really had much sleep and you have half a beer and you're on your way again. You know,
that's
fun.
The hospo session. That's always the fun.
Yeah.
The fun one.
Yeah. The poet session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Pint of Origin's good, you know? Old times.
Hell yeah. That sounds fun. All right. What else we got? Best of Beer Media.
Yeah, that's interesting. So they were talking about the media award or the media trophy in the ARBAs, which Crafty sponsors. And it's a very, very long but very good read of all the history of the media award and stuff like that. And it's some really good, looking back over it, you know, you've got Luke Robertson, who owns Short Jaw Brewing in New Zealand now. He's very, very talented. Glenn Humphreys is pretty, you know, not really. I don't think he writes too much about beer very much. James Atkinson, his podcast is really, really good. Drinks Adventures.
These are past winners you're reading out.
Yeah, Will Zeebel. Yeah.
Yeah.
MC Jarrett, rocking the microphone. Claire Burnett from Brews News. Mick Wast. Yeah,
Claire
there's,
was great.
There's quite a few. Hey, what's that?
Claire was great. She was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, such a nice, bubbly personality.
I entered the first media award at ABA with our book from memory.
How'd that go?
Crickets.
Nothing.
Zero. Zilch.
I wonder who judges it.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was. But, yeah, I just thought we'd mention it because, you know, even though we're just two dickheads, we're technically part of the beer media, really, aren't we? A little bit. We're doing media about beer. So, you
know. Yeah. Are we? Really?
Yeah. A little bit.
Really? I don't know. I thought we're just two blokes just talking shit on a Thursday night.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short. We're doing content over here, mate.
I've entered it before with the YouTube channel and that sort of thing. And
Oh, yeah. There you go. Media. Be a media.
Media.
Media doesn't have to mean you're a journalist.
No, of course not.
No. All right, what else is on here? Why don't we talk about the ABAC one? Because there was more, again, more content from Brews News. There's a lot. This was
for a website that's closed. It's smashing out the content out of the park.
Shitloads.
All right, what have we got here? Black Flag Brewing. Oh my god. The consumption of alcohol by passengers while travelling in a vehicle is illegal in some but not all Australian jurisdictions.
See, that was news to me. That, like, I didn't know it was legal in some jurisdictions. Like, that's actually quite cool. I'd like to work out where it is legal and go there and drink a beer in a car.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Victoria, you can have a traveller. You can drink a beer while you're driving.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I know. Only one, though.
Well, how many beers do you want to drink at any one time?
One at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the beer Feathers was drinking. You can't, surely you can't drive and drink that fucking thing.
No, but you can drink a Great Northern or a Heaps Normal or something like that. So
that's awesome.
Oh, we've got tea sauce.
So anyway, so the Black Flag one, they said it was a breach because it's encouraging unlawful activity involving alcohol use because people are drinking.
I wish it didn't call it a breach because it's not really a breach.
Well, those
it's
are my
a, it's
words.
It's a complaint that's either upheld or dismissed.
It's upheld. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't
this
know.
Is,
I don't...
The second one is breach. This garage project pickle beer thing.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Which one's that one? I couldn't see that one.
Can you see that tea sauce? So if you click on that link down the bottom.
Yeah. Is that Garage Project?
That's that Garage Project pickle beer.
Why does it say tea sauce?
I don't really know, but that's the beer.
I don't understand what's tea sauce. Tea sauce, pickle beer, and spicy pickle beer packaging. Okay. Let's have a look.
Yeah, see Garage Project pickle
beer. Oh, yeah, pickle beer.
Yeah. But that one I think was fine, and then the one that says tea sauce was not fine because it's pretty weird. Have strong appeal to minors. They look basically the same.
So pickles are okay. Chilies and pickles are not are okay.
Yeah,
and then tomatoes and pickles are not okay.
Strong and
I
evident
don't
appeal to minors, which raises the code.
Use of bright colors. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, they're adult flavors. It's not like it's fucking soft drink or anything. It's not
no.
Like... If you put Hard Solo in that tin, then maybe you'd have some words.
Brine. To some extent, causing the can to replicate a jar of pickles. The pickles have faces which are showing different expressions.
Is that the complaint?
This is just the it's like a 20-page fucking decision about these pickles.
Yeah. Yeah, but they said it doesn't have strong and metal and evident appeal to minors. Does that mean it was dismissed?
No. The panel makes a final determination that the packaging for tea sauce is in breach. Complaint in relation to pickle beer and spicy beer is dismissed.
Dismissed.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Good old ABAC coming through with the goods.
That is, how on earth do companies like work out what's right and what's not right if they get a decision like that? That's just weird.
Pat Benatar.
Anyway.
Pat Benatar is all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Should we some Hendo Reacts?
Sure.
Hey, I've got some news about Hendo Reacts. I've got a surprise coming. But it's not. I didn't have the surprise ready to be shown on this episode.
Do I have to share sound? Oh, because that's not happening this week.
No. You always have to share sound. But next week. Well, I don't know if it'll be. I can't commit to next week. But there's a surprise coming for Hendo Reacts, which you will react to.
Am I on the right screen? No, I didn't do the right screen. That screen.
Did you see the comment on our YouTube saying that our video of you doing Hendo Reacts looks nothing like what we can currently see?
Hmm?
Did you see that in the group?
Let's have a look.
So it, you know how I can see you as like the kind of green screen reaction kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
That's not what it looks like when we do Hendo Reacts. It's just got us two on the right hand side.
Let's see.
You're now reacting to your own reactions, which is
yeah, I know. Funny.
I think I saw a
I hope I don't get lapse at testing. I hope we don't get a copyright struck for it. Where the
we
fuck
get
is
copyright
it?
Struck from sharing our own content. There you go. See, look, see, you can see you. Do it.
Oh.
See, you're just in the top right. You're not like over.
That
You're not
doesn't look
looking
like
front of the
anything at
content.
all. Okay. Is
Yeah.
that my setting? Perhaps. Let's
Who
see
knows?
if I
I
can.
this filming this is a mystery to me, but
Well,
now
we've
you've
got to
just
look
unshared your
good.
screen.
Yeah, I know. I did it on purpose.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Just going to go to my settings, settings, settings.
Advanced sharing
Share
options.
screen, recording, recording. Blah, 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 blah. Optimize for third party record video during screen sharing. Yeah, okay. Keep turning
I thought maybe it was because I used my recording and not your recording.
around. Yeah, that could be it too. Side mode. Yeah, fuck
Wait,
it. Here we are.
record video during screen sharing. Place video next to the shared screen in the recording.
Yeah, don't tick that.
Don't tick that.
Yeah,
That is
because it's too late.
unticked. What
Okay,
does
that's cool.
that, yeah, what does that do?
Well, that does what we just described there. So,
Well, that's what's happening.
where am
That's
I
not
now?
checked though. No, you look good to me.
Am I in that the corner there? Yeah,
Well, you're in
exactly.
both. I
So,
see both.
okay, great. All right, let's have a
But you do
look.
every week, and then but you, it doesn't turn up on the video.
Okay.
You know what we should do at the end of
Am
this?
I
Because
in
you
this
record
group?
as
I don't
well,
know if I'm
right?
in this group. I'm not in this group.
Fuck's sake.
What's happening in Beer FNQ again?
With the end at the end of this recording, you should look at your recording to see if it's different to my recording.
Okay, then I can do
Okay?
that.
Because yours might be sweet.
What's in that group?
Oh, here we go. This is what's in this group.
I'm not in that group.
Let's go.
Have I got a TikTok?
You do the next way. I'll just send you.
I'll do
I'll send you
yeah.
a thing on Facebook
Okay,
Messenger.
I'm doing the TikTok then.
Okay.
Go TikTok. What the fuck is going on here?
In Alabama, she was wearing a
Is that
hammer.
Jack
Gracie
Daniels?
got a pig when
That
you
is Jack
pick
Daniels.
Panorama. She never knew that there was
That bottles of Jack
anything
Daniels?
more
Oh, no, it's
than
cans of Jack
bone.
Daniels.
What in the
Cans.
world does
Massive
your
wall with cans. Oh my
pumpkin
God. It just
take me
keeps going.
for? Black bandana,
Oh
sweet
my God.
Louisiana.
Can't play
Yeah.
that song.
Yeah, that was Red Hot Chili Peppers, but it was a different version, so I don't
No,
know.
that's right, but we're still going to get copyright struck for it.
Well, we're
That's
doing
a
a
lot of Jack
reaction
Daniels. So
video.
actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute it and then I'm going to play it.
I'm not editing that.
Okay, that's a lot of yeah. That's a lot of Jack Daniels and cola
I
back
think
to
Adam
back.
Schell sent me that, so thanks, Adam Schell, for that one.
Yeah, well now we're going to get copyright struck. So thanks, Adam Schell. TikTok. Here we go. More TikTok.
Might seem complicated at first glance.
Right
Oh,
now,
I've
I can
seen
see
this
this.
video.
Something's happening. I
Principle
can't
is
see it.
amazingly
I can see
simple.
your Gmail
Cloud.
at this point.
Consider two. Oh my God, I'm sharing the wrong fucking screen.
What is happening? Just stop and then reshare it.
Hang on. Why am I sharing the wrong fucking screen?
We need to get better at
How's
screen
that one?
sharing, clearly. There you go. Oh, see, that looks pretty cool. You're just like above
There
it.
you go.
Differential
The
might
differential.
seem complicated at first
Yes.
glance. However, its principle is amazingly simple once understood.
It's actually real.
Consider
I've
two
seen this video
wheels
before. Have
mounted
you
on
seen
separate
this?
axles and
Yes.
supported by a
Yeah.
frame, allowing them to revolve freely at different
Do you know how
speeds.
differential works?
By attaching a spoke on the inner end
This
of each
video helped me
axle,
understand it a
we
lot
can
better
turn
than I
each wheel
previously
separately
understood
by
it. I thought it
turning
was pretty cool.
spokes. Connecting these spokes with a
Yeah.
bar or cross piece,
There you go.
we
That's
can
the
turn
yep,
both
you connect
wheels
the
in the same
spokes up
direction
and
at
away
the
you
same
go.
rate of speed.
Luckily, this is public
To
domain.
keep this setup in
Yeah.
place, we use a support that is not locked to the axle but turns freely. This arrangement works fine as long as both wheels can turn at the same speed.
That's
However,
right.
when going around a corner, this setup does not allow one
Doesn't
wheel to
work.
drive
No.
faster than the
Do we have to
other.
watch the whole thing?
No,
Stopping
but I just thought you might like the video. It doesn't surprise me that you've seen that
would also
before.
stop
I've
the
seen
other
this
from
video.
moving.
Yes.
Yep.
Very good video, by the way. Very informative. Here we go. Twitter.
Clone Wars? Yes. I
You have
was
to
wondering.
read the caption
Oh,
before you watch the
yes. I've
video.
seen this one as well. So this is the thing in Star Wars
I wish I
where they
knew.
integrated the
He was
beer
the best
ads
starfighter in the
into the
galaxy.
scene without cutting to a break.
And a cunning warrior.
Yes,
A
exactly.
gunfighter good pilot yourself.
It's so good. It's very well done.
And
Up he
he's a
gets.
good
Goes to the
friend.
Yeski. Gets a beer. Crystal.
Which reminds me,
Reminds
I
me. I'm
have
going to get a
something here
beer.
for you. Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough.
Cerveza cristal. Your father wanted you to have this.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
That's pretty funny.
It's very, very good. There's actually, it was a, I saw it originally on Reddit, and there was a couple of other sections in the same movie, well, Star Wars, where they did the same thing. So that was pretty cool.
This is like early days of
Am I watching this thing? Did you send me a link?
Yeah, I sent you on Messenger, but maybe don't share your screen in case you've got crazy DMs going on, but you can open it up and then share your screen maybe.
Okay,
to be honest, so it was probably the shittest Hendo reacts we've got this week and possibly the shittest Hendo reacts of all time.
Yep. That's it, because shampoo tastes like S-hash-percent star app. Shower drink holder.
So this is a drink holder that sits in your shower that enables you to put a can in it.
I mean, when was the last time you had a shower beer?
Oh, very recently.
How recently?
Extremely recently.
Like last weekend recently?
Wait, can we count shower wines or we don't count that?
That's not a shower beer, mate.
Well, I let's say a shower.
I didn't say Japanese shower lager. Alcohol. I said shower beer.
When was the last? I would say within the last week and a half.
I've had one in the last 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Shower beer is fucking sick.
I love a shower beer. It's fucking awesome.
Shower beers are so good.
You don't really need that pouch though, do you? Because I've got a shelf. You just put it on the shelf.
Well, I've got the window sill in mine. Yeah. You've seen mine. And
Don't say it like that.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds a bit weird. You're saying you've seen the inside of my shower. It's a weird thing to say.
You have seen the inside of my shower. Right. You weren't showering.
Well, were you?
You were checking out the renovations and the bloodstains on the
Yeah, that's right. In my old house, I had one of the inbuilt nook things, you know, into the wall. Those are right. Cool.
They're perfect for a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
A beer nook.
That's what you need. Yeah.
Mm, every shower needs a beer nook.
And you don't need this bullshit device. But still, I feel like this would be a cool thing to have.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I don't know if we've got any questions for us because I completely screwed up and didn't ask any of the questions of Feathers.
You're far away.
Let's see what we've got in here. Paul McCarr, Feathers question, who's the best guy you went to high school with and why is it me? Wow, there you go. Wow, that's a weird one.
It was Paul Metcalf, wasn't it?
Apparently. Didn't know that was, that's an interesting piece of information.
Do you know what would have been even funnier?
Like
what's funnier than you going to high school with Paul Metcalf?
You didn't, please tell me.
You going to high school with Louis G.
Look, funny you should say that. Louis G's asking the second question here. Still don't know who he is. Or she. Yeah. Could be a she, right?
No. Louis G's a he.
Okay. Saudi Arabia GP predictions excluding Red Bull.
Yes.
The track is super fast. Probably Max Checo again. Yes. So pick someone else in order.
Fast track. McLaren.
McLaren. Wow.
Yeah. McLaren and Ferrari will do well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we do a little basic? I don't feel like that confident predicting a winner for a third place.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do an over-under in that one. Let's think of something else.
That's fair enough. But I think
Ferrari track, looking pretty good.
Ferrari looking pretty good. And I think you'll see McLaren do quite well on the fast track.
I'm interested to see how Mercedes go because apparently they had an issue with some kind of setup related thing that was. They changed something that was affecting the heat, which they didn't talk about too much in commentary.
Hot.
Right. Yeah. They talked about it a little bit. So they were kind of backing off the entire race, but they looked pretty racy early. So,
do you know what I got today for my new PlayStation 5? So I've got a PlayStation Plus subscription, and this month's monthly games is F1 2023.
Really?
Yeah. So I just downloaded it and started playing it.
My kids. Birthday is today, which is irrelevant, but he does have a PlayStation and he has PlayStation Plus, so he could get that right now and then it would be my
absolutely
birthday.
Yep. And just say happy birthday, here's a monthly game from PlayStation Plus.
Oh,
hat on the head.
Done that. That's cool. I'm gonna go do that right after this podcast, actually. Is it good?
It's pretty good. Yeah I've always struggled with racing games on console, especially very simulation type ones. I've only raced one race, but yes, I'm enjoying it. The haptic feedback on the controller, the PS5 is just so good. So good.
I'm not really into gaming, but I feel like I should be. It sounds like really fun.
Yeah.
Luigi, question.
Steer with the stick, but
what's that?
Do you have to steer with the stick, or can you steer like going like that?
I don't think you can get steer going like that. They're not quite at that level yet, right?
Okay.
Question, Louis G. Verstappen in Mercedes, could it happen in 20? I'm saying zero chance. Do you have any?
Maybe not in 2025, maybe in 2026.
He's contracted to 20. No, didn't he? He's got a 5-year contract, didn't he?
It's contracted till 2028. But you can buy that shit out. Everything can be negotiated away.
Yeah, he could definitely get paid more. I think I read the numbers of your contract. It's not that crazy given who he is and what he's doing.
Everything can be contracted out.
No way you're going to Mercedes though, because Mercedes do not have a fast car. It's that fucking simple. He would be an idiot to go to Mercedes.
Depends if he knows something about 2026.
That's true. Like new regulations or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Here we go. Paul Metcalf. Maths question. This is for me, obviously. Should we nominate Hendo for the next maths?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I don't want to get married.
Well, they don't actually get married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't it called Married at First Sight?
It is. And this is a hurdle I had to get over in the first season to start watching the show. But once I'd gotten past the fact that they never get married, I was happy to watch it and not think too much about it.
Okay.
Yeah. They just pretend to get married at the start and then they just kind of, you know, see how it goes.
Are they married? But isn't it a whole bunch of people like shagging each other?
Not this year. There's not a lot of shagging going on, to be honest. There's no marriage, not a lot of shagging, a lot of fighting, a lot of fake biffs, you know.
Just don't do the drama very well.
There is a guy. I feel like he could do it. That'd be a good time.
What would I possibly contribute to the show apart from good looks?
Good looks. You would be more diverse than the current kind of crop of ripped 20-year-olds, you know?
Yeah.
They're all like personal trainers or like receptionists. There's never been a brewer on there or anyone who does an interesting job. See, that's the problem. I think you have to basically leave your job for like 3 months, which you just couldn't do.
Yes.
So anyone with a decent career pretty much can't go on that show.
Right.
But it would be very good for your TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
So it could be good for business, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll audition.
I think you should. David Jackson. Mark. Oh, fuck yeah. Sorry, David Jackson. Angus Grant. Q colon. He's written C-O-L-O-N and then put a colon in. Wow, that's an interesting way to start a question.
Yeah. Do you know how many followers I've got on TikTok now?
Zero?
No.
12.
65.
Wow. That's awesome.
I am crushing it.
Fuck yeah. Good job.
Mm.
I didn't ask any of these questions. Sorry. I fucked that up. Question, is the Marta Price home in Burley the Danchen? Well, I don't own the Danchen anymore, so it doesn't matter. And it wasn't in Burley.
And it wasn't Burley.
I think I know that. Actually, I do know the house that is the Marta Price home. I think it's the lady who does that My Burley Renos. I used to follow her account, and she inspired me for doing the interior design for my house. So well picked up, Paul James. Stephen Kegel's statement, if there is enough airtime to discuss the nuances of the latest F1 saga, there should be the same, if not double, the time to discuss the latest maths scandal. And that I can support.
No.
Oh. All right. Well, I think we're out of time.
You put a fucking poll there and everyone said no maths.
I know. And then I did the video update, which did very well in the group. So, you know.
Is it on Channel 9?
Yeah. And you can watch 9 now, so don't stress if you miss it.
How do you get... Oh, do you watch it on the internet?
Yeah. 9 now.
You don't get the radio waves going into your house?
I don't have that. No, I don't have that at this house.
So what do you do? Watch it on the internet?
Yeah, on the TV. There's a 9 now app. You just put it on. All good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can watch it after. That's a nice little feature.
Yeah.
Less ads if you watch it after. So that's cool. Right. I feel like you could probably join in the fun now and it's not too late if you're interested.
No, not interested.
Maybe what we should do is you should leave and then I'll just give like a 10, 20, 30 minute update like from now
No, you can't. It's like everyone said on the poll, no maps. It's not happening. With or without me, it's not happening.
True, but it's like it's two dickheads. It's not 12 dickheads, is it? Yeah, it's like a committee situation here.
Yeah. You know, I fixed my fucking bed, my IKEA bed.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, what a fucking pain. What a schmozzle that is. That was not the usual good standard of service that I got from IKEA. You know, my fucking kitchen is IKEA and all that sort of stuff. And
yeah, it's very odd.
Really good experience there. What's that? Yeah.
Very odd.
Oh, for a piece to not be manufactured right, that you couldn't put the bed together was so weird. Mm. And anyway, so it was due to get the new piece delivered on Tuesday between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. Cool. That's all right. I work from home.
Yeah.
Didn't arrive. So I get on the chat with the IKEA and I said, driver didn't arrive. And they said, oh, sorry about that. We ran out of delivery capacity for today.
Oh, and I went, wow. I just stop.
Okay. When can you bring it then? And the guy comes back and says, we've run out of delivery capacity for the week. And I went,
no.
When I gave you money and bought this, the bed was delivered the next day on a fucking Sunday.
Yeah.
It arrived on a Sunday. Yet when I want a piece exchanged, all of a sudden, poof, no delivery capacity. So I guess who had to fucking jump in the car and drive out to Logan with this piece of furniture to exchange it. So I had to drive out there. It was fine, but I could have done that a week ago rather than sitting like sleeping on the floor in my bedroom with a half-assembled bed.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with maths?
It's got nothing to do with maps.
All right, let's leave it there. Love your work, mate. See you next week.
See you next week.